Good morning. Yeah, that agreement over the weekend with Iran is causing oil prices to be down this morning. Now, will that show up at the by Thanksgiving when you fill up? Probably not. But anyway, oil prices are down globally today, and the U.S. markets are up. Of course, the Dow Jones was up strongly again on Friday, about 54 points. The futures are up about 64. Markets are also up around the globe on that perceived good news. We'll see how that kind of pans out during the week. It's going to be a week of light trading and really not a lot of economic data. But we do get some numbers later today regarding housing. Of course, we're always interested in those housing numbers because that, of course, was ground zero for the meltdown in 2008. Later this morning, we get the index indicating pending home sales. And then tomorrow, two very significant numbers related to housing, one being housing starts and the other being the Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller House Home Price Index. That tells you what's happening in home prices in the 20 largest metropolitan areas in the country. And then on Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving, we get the report on consumer sentiment, and we see how that's holding up. We also get some earnings out on this light week. Barnes & Noble coming out tomorrow, as well as Hewlett-Packard. We also get numbers from Guess, Tiffany, and one of my favorites, Cracker Barrel, will be reporting tomorrow. We'll see how that comes out. A survey that was released late last week that I had not had a chance to read until this weekend, very interesting, released by a company called 24/7 Wall Street. It's entitled The Best and Worst Run States in America, a survey of all 50, the top five being North Dakota, Wyoming, Iowa, Nebraska, Utah, the bottom five being Nevada, Rhode Island, Illinois, New Mexico, and California. Where does Arkansas and Oklahoma stack up? Well, Arkansas comes in at number 32, and it's kind of interesting as to why we're stuck like that far down the list, because they point out that in terms of government debt, as a percentage of fiscal revenue, that Arkansas comes in at 16.5%, which is the lowest in the country. Average, by the way, for a state is 50% of a revenue being tied up in debt. And we also were one of just 8 states that don't have any type of a budget deficit. And in terms of total spending, get this, Arkansas spent more on education than any other state in terms of total spending relative to its revenue. But here's where we got hammered. We're a very poor state in terms of the percentage of our population below the poverty line, almost 20%. That's the fourth highest in the country. And we also came in very low, one of the lowest in terms of the number of adults that have a high school diploma or more. Now, Oklahoma came in right behind us at number 33, and they were better in some areas, but they also had a much better, for example, unemployment rate at 5.2 versus ours at 7.3. But their debt per capita, much higher than ours. Their median household income, better than ours. And their percentage below the poverty line, 17% versus about 20% for us. So some really good numbers for Arkansas in some area, but low income and, once again, lagging behind the country in terms of the educational status of our population.
Yeah, a story on the news today about the number of people for Thanksgiving needing food, you know, and it does strike us that we've got to improve somehow, bring the level up around here.
Well, it appears education is tied to that poverty level, too.
You're right. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Visit with him right here, or you could give him a call if you'd like, 479-782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.